Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
beneath a ballad maker's moon, singing me your sweetest tunes. You whispered, take them all on loan and make them all your own. I made them all my own. The melody, the livelong theme, the everyday note in the dream, an underlying overtone. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The silver tongues, the hearts of gold, the new directions in the old, the lips that kiss the Blarney Stone. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The dead King Cole and the spinning wheels, women of iron, brass and steel, who worked their fingers to the bone. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Your mothers and your Blanksley man, battalions of the old Soran, the goddess that was Greasy Joan. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Midwinter, whitening windy ridge, the deep end under cinder bridge, where unrequited lovers groan. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The sacrifices worth the price, the poets of the paradise, whose unimagined words have flown. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The mirror weeping all alone, the voices on the answer phone, every which way the wind has blown, my friend. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Apprentice to the ballad trade, seeking no greater accolade, I leave you these few things on loan. I made them all my own. Now make them all your own. I made them all my own. Now make them all your own.
Thank you. It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers. And someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone. John Smith felt he was invisible. No one could ever remember his name. His was a face that would never be friendly with fame. In a gathering of three, you'd be hard-pressed to spot him. And when people met him, as soon as he'd gone, they forgot him. John Smith said, "What's the matter with me? If this is the land of opportunity, why can't I be famous? Why can't I be a star? 'Cause you don't have to be what they say that you are. Anyone can do it. Anyone can choose to be the number one item on the TV news." So he thought up a plan that would bring him success. He phoned the TV stations and alerted the press. He told them when, he told them where. Midnight, New Year's Eve, Trafalgar Square. Now the time has gone and the time has come for the TV crews and the tabloid scrum and the 20,000 people waiting to see the meaning and solution of this mystery. On the first stroke of midnight, the searchlight's beam lights up John Smith and he's living his dream. On the top of Nelson's column in his Superman gear, he stands on Nelson's shoulders and that raises a cheer. In his Superman cape and his Superman tights, he holds up his name and his name's in lights. And the cameras flash and he's on TV and he cries, "Look at me, I'm a celebrity. My name will be known now far and wide as a byword for the art of suicide." The crowds gaze up and they hold their breath as John Smith gracefully swallow dives to his death. Everyone's chasing stardom. Everyone's gasping for fame. The young are dying of boredom. The old are dying of shame. No one's want to be someone's. Everyone's racing the clocks. No one's got time for the dumb ones, 'cause they'll never make it on the box. Betty Ball's passion was shopping. The only time she felt she wasn't ignored. It made her feel valued to buy things she couldn't afford. In her dream she was decked out and sashaying in those fabulous bags, shoes and outfits displayed in shop windows. Betty Ball, leafing through a fashion mag, saw an ad for a black Gucci shoulder bag with Italian leather trim and studs of gold. How Betty Ball longed to possess that shoulder bag that was going to be on display in the Selfridges sale on New Year's Day as a knockdown price. She just had to acquire her envy-provoking heart's desire, for a black Gucci shoulder bag with matching leather trim would fill her cup of happiness to the brim. Now it's New Year's Eve and at Selfridges store, Betty Ball's camping outside the door, and a mile-long queue has formed behind, and murderous thoughts flit through her mind. For Betty fears, and Betty's sure, that the Gucci shoulder bag is what they're queuing for. At the first stroke of midnight from Trafalgar Square, a cheer floats in on the frosty air. Now the time has come, and the time has gone, and it's on your marks, and the race is on. The doors are open and the orderly queue breaks into a flood and it surges through and they're pushing and they're shoving, no quarter given. This is what it's like in consumer heaven. Well, one swarm makes for the Gucci display with a frantic Betty leading the way. She's nearly there and at her back is the black Gucci shoulder bag hunting pack. But Betty trips as she reaches out and grabs the bag with a triumphant shout. Then she falls and they're all in a sprawling heap. And Betty's at the bottom, buried 10 feet deep. Betty Ball died in a state of grace with a bag in her hand and a blissful smile. her face. Everyone's shopping for shopping. Everyone's buying respect. The price of happiness is dropping, and it's never quite what you expect. Buying's the meaning of earning, so the train can go thundering on. The wheels must never stop turning. Does anyone know where the driver's gone? Cynthia Flower felt fragile. She just got divorced and was feeling her age. She felt that her true self was trapped in a bodily cage. For her body was something she could not adjust to. She looked in the mirror and said, I know now what I must do. For her body naked made Cynthia squirm, droopy and flabby where it used to be firm. She had her mother's nose, which she'd always hated, and her face looked lined and desiccated. So she surfed the net till she found a site that offered an escape route from her plight. It said, see what cosmetic surgery can do to create a new, rejuvenated you. Enhance your breasts, reduce your thighs, remove the carrier bags under your eyes. A facelift, no more sagging skin, remodel your nose, rebalance your chin, a tummy tuck, liposuction, silicone implants, breast reduction. Breasts can now be recreated, and even your nipples relocated. Time and the years may do their worst, but the effects of aging can be reversed. Cynthia Flower was elated at the prospect of being renovated. She took out a loan, for her means were small, and signed up for a thorough overhaul. Now the time has passed and it's 1 year on. The scars have faded and the bruising's gone. It's New Year's Eve and Cynthia Flower is alone and waiting for the midnight hour. Her Botox face is like a disguise. Her streamlined body she doesn't recognise. There's a heart-shaped emptiness at her core. Cynthia doesn't know who she is anymore. Now it's welcome to the new year, and on TV, Superman screams, I'm a celebrity. While Cynthia swallows a bottle of pills and prepares to sleep the sleep that will cure all ill. It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers, and someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Thank you. drew my ship up to the harbor. I drew her close where my true love lay, and I drew her close by to her bedroom window to listen to what my love would say. Who's there? Who's there at my bedroom window? Who knocks so loudly and would be in? It is your true love who loves you dearly. So rise, dear love, and let me in, and I will put my ship in. Slowly, slowly she grows up, and slowly, slowly she came down. But when she had her door unlocked, her true love had both come and gone, and I will put my ship in order. I'll set her on the sea, and I'll come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me. True love, come back, come to my side. I never grieved you, nor yet deceived you, and I would surely be your bride. The fish shall fly, and the seas run dry, and the rock shall melt, fall in the sun, and the laboring men shall forget their labor if ever I return again. And I will put my ship in order, and I'll set her on the sea, and I'll come up to the ship in order, set her on the sea, come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me.
Bring it back, sing it back. Well, my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
Yo, it's the Heritage. Yeah. And you know we had to get some of the soldiers to do the remix.
Donald Mercy.
That's right, like the Killer Man.
Boss, what it is. Bounty Killer, Sizzler, LMS, I'm hogging every inch.
LMS shining, Sizzler shining.
I'm gonna have the eyes
for the ladies, man.
I like the way that you move your body, sing your guitar. Makes me wanna be a partner. Up and down the way you move around. It's got me, you got me loving the way that you move my mind to the singing guitar. Makes me wanna be a partner. Up and down the way you move around. It's got me,
just all the time. Must I fit down with your girl? Must I fit down with your I fit down with your girl. Made a fit down with your ooh, go anywhere with your girl. Go anywhere with your baby, you're so beautiful. Always wanna stay with you. Ha! Love is in the house. Boys with the girlfriend, I'm the husband with the spouse. Bam! We're chilling, I'm building the vibe with those who love the mouse. No one acting out, girl, I'm acting out. Coming at you now, doggling, cuddling, bubbling, girl, let me see. Wiggle it, jiggle it, let me mingle it, do it. Setting it, let me get in it, baby, set me free. Darling, you're the best, I'll wait
behind you,
let
me see.
Tools, keep it spinning in your Prada shoes, yeah. Break up the flow, man, you know how we do, yeah. Shake that thing like salt and pepper. Like Yin Yang twins, do the saw shaker. You shining like my diamonds in my watch from Jacob. Yeah, you tearing the place up, nobody can test ya.
She bring in all this place just like a pin from 9-11. What a angel, not a devil. She's so irresistible. She went incredible, she flawless, she never freckle. Move it on the bass, though, she move it on the treble with me. When she a middle of me, wanting to revel of the man in my wrist, her waffy. Full up my vessel, any whether she pedal, she never back on another level. Me no vegetable, pity when me eligible. Kiss and ungable, and she no devil. She fling it left and right to the middle. Hug on every DJ, woman in ya, look like people. I'm feeling that, baby.
So you gotta leave by Sunday, yeah.
bad jokes and putting up with all of his friends. Kissing in public.
What are they gonna say when they run into you again?
If your stomach looks bigger and your hair is a mess and your eyes are just holes in your face. And it rains every day, and when it doesn't, the sun makes you feel worse. Anyway,
he changed his mind last Monday, so you gotta leave by Sunday, yeah.
Something wrong, you had it once, but now it's gone.
Hello, this is John Bowden from Bellowhead, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
We star in our own movies, we keep them entertaining. We hope that they'll be simple, won't need too much explaining. We say things to be quoted in glossy magazines and strike iconic poses like we're on TV screens. We're living in the moment, we're acting on a whim. All we really want is for somebody to say, look at him. The hilarious one-liners that just pop into your head. Well, you just want somebody to remember what you said. And my team of script writers, they keep feeding me lines, so I look like a character who everyone admires. My political advisors, they keep me well informed, so I look like a radical who thinks outside the norm. Is just a distraction along the way, but the film of your life could be different altogether. And I could just be a distraction before you find someone who really holds an attraction. Whoa, 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 whoa. And if I am this person, and if this is my world, nothing could disturb it, no, that would be absurd. The plot is far too perfect for things not to work out. I think that's how things ought to be, although I have my doubts. So what do people say about me when I'm not around?
we ended up together. And all distractions cleared out of the way. But in the film of your life, I'm more like a plot device. So I'm rewriting my script to make it more of a minor character. Go to the movies, watch something entertaining, something that will be simple, won't need too much explaining. I'll watch somebody else's life in a manageable time, and I'll find my scriptwriter and I'll get on with mine.